A Red Dog's Decoration Day. A red dog trots down to Visadero, longing for a new creation. He crosses Fillmore, seeking a new logic and a new ends to meaning, rounds the curve of Star King into Geary, stalking an unknown synthesis. Between Turk and Hyde, he envisions a new edifice, obliging to reason but uncluttered by context. A thing to be built in this our time before a lesser edifice defines tomorrow by default. He pauses at the juncture of Post and O'Farrell, relieves himself against a sky-blue building, then chases his tail till he blurs and dissolves down a whirling tunnel of time. The quick red dog jumps over a crazy black derelict, seeking a new foundation, beyond desperation, beyond supplication, beyond extrapolation, a new basis for significance, a place of covenant and exaltation, floating in the fantastical, grounded on pylons of absolute potential, spanning San Francisco with a largeness like song. Ornamental cherries blossom south of Market as a red dog converges with Folsom on Decoration Day, chased by demons that he cannot comprehend until a silent tide of light befriends him and delivers him from clatter. The ghost of Coltrane blows an alleyway of sunshine through sophisticated chatter of ecstatic demi-monde, through a filter of foglight, earnest of a new dawning of concise freedom and incentive to surpass futile ends. The red dog lies in a patch of articulate daylight, inhabiting space and time with a certain sweet resolve, inclining an ear to the shape of sacrificial notes rising above context, syntax of a new creation, revealing new implications and new resources for resuscitation of the century from an order beyond repair. Head over heels in love, the red dog catches his tail and rolls like a fiery wheel round the corner of Third and Howard, ducking a greyhound poised in static flight amid clouds of diesel fume, while a skid row ghost town, phantom pawn shop, flop house and tavern beckons from the reconstructed avenue, glaring through new paint with a terrifying scream. Cross Market, up Powell he runs, intersects Grant, leaps Broadway, and reconvenes with Grant, where midnight sunglasses peer into feathered lights of a beatific bebop vision beyond casual compromise. A magnificent summer replies with a moment of clear luster, swinging between cataclysms to the speech of loud guitars streaked gold by a setting sun. Ancient logic and tarnished synthesis blend into the sky like twilight as a red dog stalks the Embarcadero by first glow of a rising moon, seeking a sweeter creation capable of returning tears to eyes who cried them, innocent of salt, transmuted into resurrection wine.